Blog Talk Radio.
In the studio with Linus and Brenda. This is our Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock. We do free psychic readings, so we're just so glad that you joined us today. And Brenda's online. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, everyone.
And it's a beautiful day today. It's a beautiful day in the life, but y'all, it is a beautiful day today in Washington. The sun is out, it's 70 degrees, and it's just a good day in the life. So I don't have any announcements, so with that, I tell you what, we're just going to begin early today and start calls right away, because there's been people waiting on the line already. So, you ready, Brenda?
I'm ready.
Okay, our first call is area code 215. 215, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
My name is Elvira.
Hi, Elvira. How are you today?
Hi.
I'm doing good.
All righty. Well, what can we help you with today?
Well, I don't know if you can help me with this, but I have a sister by the name of Mary.
Okay.
And for some reason, there's just no getting along, but I love her, and I'm a little bit hurt by some things she's done. But, yes, she says she's not jealous, but I would just like you maybe to take a look to see what you can tell me.
Elvira, you and Mary, you guys both have the same mother and father?
We have the same mother, but not the same father.
I totally got that. I knew.
Yeah,
okay.
Something there.
Your energy is already speaking.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing. What was the difference between your fathers? Your father was a little more attentive for you than her father was for her?
Well, she saw her father, but, like, he really wasn't ever, like, in her life.
But your father was a little more visible.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's part of the heart of the matter. And yeah, people say they're not jealous. That doesn't mean they aren't. I mean, I know Linus is picking up stuff she's going to pick up, and I'm just going to talk from sort of a psychological point of view. I'm going to tell you, share something about myself. There was a time that my sister and I had a conversation many, many years past when we were kids, and everyone used to talk about how they couldn't understand how we fought like cats and dogs, and we did have the same parents, but everyone kept trying to compare us to each other because we look so much alike as children. A lot of people thought we were twins, and we were not alike. We're nothing alike, actually. And it was really hard because people were pushing us to a place that we weren't. I don't know how much of that is going on with you and your sister.
They weren't raised in the same household.
Okay.
See, they're stepsisters.
Just for a little bit, but not very much.
So you have the same father, but different mothers, right?
No, different fathers,
same
mother.
Yeah, we have the
same mother, but different fathers. Oh,
that's right.
Okay, we were in the same household.
Same house. But my sister did admit to me that she was jealous of me. I didn't even understand it because I always thought she was more, you see what I mean? I always thought she was more beautiful, had all this stuff. She thought that about me. You guys can get through this, right? Can't you see that, Aunt Lynn? You guys can get through this. There's just a moment that you two have to have. And you haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, we can get through this because she'll help me, and or she'll be nice to me, and then only to turn around and try to hurt me. And you know, it's happened too many times. Like, you know, like I'm like 61 and she's like 70 now, and it's just like no getting along. You know what I mean? And I would just like to know, really from a spiritual point of view, like what is it? She has much more than I do.
You know what? I'm
going to
tell you what I pick up on.
Okay.
Number one, some people will never change, and I'm going to tell you why.
Right.
There's people that are racist in this country, and we have a black president. And instead of looking at him for his intelligence and what they can do, all they're looking at is his color. He's a black man running a nation.
Right.
Okay, they're not going to change your mind. Your sister is set in her ways, period.
Right.
It's about jealousy, and it's too bad because what is there to be jealous of? You know what I mean? You're both human beings. You both live in this world to do the best that you can for each other and other people. So her jealousy, but she's so set in her ways that all you can do is forgive her, forgive yourself, because she is not going to change. And you're right. You have tried. I can feel that you've tried numerous times to try and amend the situation with you and your sister. It's not going to happen. She just set in her ways. And it's sad, you know, because I can feel the love in your heart, but it's just sad that she's just on Stuck Street and she refuses to come out of there. And like I said, that's why I used an example as a racist. You know better. This is a different world. This is 2013. Why are you still being prejudiced? You know what I mean?
Right.
Against gays or black or whatever. But yet we still have people in this world that are on Stuck Street, and they're going to believe what they want to believe no matter what. Even though you can go to her in black and white and say, sis, look. And she still will not give in. So like I said, forgive her, forgive yourself, and just keep on going. You let it go. You done your part, and God knows you done your part. Let it go.
Right.
I know that's hard to say let it go and let God, but I'm telling you, for your own mentality and how you feel about you, let it go. You're a good person, and she is too. I'm not putting your sister down. It's just she's not going to change her ways. So when you know people are not going to change, love them, forgive them, and keep on going. Like my grandmother said, you can throw a dog a bone. You ain't got to stand there and watch him eat it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to be fine, like Brenda said, but you're going to have to step away. You know,
Elvira.
Tell you're a sister, so you'll never, that bind will never end. But as far as you looking for something at her, it's not going to happen. So
I would like to add, Elvira, that just for your own peace of mind, it might be a good idea to write a letter and just... And I know some people poo-poo this, but just write a letter and tell her, you know, what your feelings are. You know, I mean, your heartfelt feelings. I love you. I keep trying, but I can't, you know, spend the rest of my life trying to make you care about me. But my feelings are there, and they'll always be there, but I'm not going to continue to knock my head against the wall. And that way, you know, it rests in her court, whatever she does with it, doesn't matter. And that way you can say, hey, I did everything. I mean, you already know that, but sending her a letter and, you know, and make sure you express that you care and that you love her and even tell her the things that you've always admired or love about her. Sometimes people need that and they don't hear it, but then she could read that letter several times, you know what I'm saying? And then walk away, like Lena said, but it might be a good idea. Because when you write it out, as you write it out, your energy will release a lot. Send her the letter, don't send her the letter, whatever you want to do, but it'll release a lot. And then, because you're the one calling in, she's not calling in to say this, you are. Because you care so much about her, and you want it to work. So it's a nice thought. Maybe she'll take that and go somewhere, maybe she won't, but... Try the letter. It's really a good
healing
spiritual.
For you, Elvira.
Yeah.
Elvira.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Oh,
all right.
You're both. You're welcome. And we wish you the very best for you and your sister both. And thank you for calling.
Yes.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 229, you're on the air with Brenda and Lennis. Area code 229, who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, mm-hmm. Melvin, what can we do for you today?
Okay, yes, thank you for taking my call. I had a question about a coaching position that I applied for. I already had an interview with the head coach, and yesterday I went out to speak with him. He's trying to work out a supplement for me to see how much, you know, the Board of Education can pay me for coaching this coming football season. And I just want to know, like, what, you know, can y'all tell me, like, you know, how would that play out?
I'm picking up $20 stipend. What is that, Melvin? I'm picking up $20 stipend or $20 on top of whatever that you're making.
$20.
It's almost like they give you something. Each game that you coach, you get like a stipend. I'm saying $20. It might be more than that, but that's what I'm picking up right now, like $20 over and above or a stipend each game.
No, ma'am, because it's like a supplement. I mean,
right,
coach,
and that's what a stipend is.
Yeah.
It's a supplement to what you're already making. So I see that. I see them. But like I said, I saw $20. Now, it could be more. All I'm picking up is $20. But it's added. It's either added to what you're making or it's per game that you do that they give you this extra money. But, yeah, like I say, I think it's more as a stipend. Each game that you coach that you will get paid, you know.
Well, I'm not even on the staff as of yet because I'm not coaching right now. And
well, you're asking in the future, so that's what I'm saying. In the future, it will be. No, not right now. You won't see it, but once you start, you know, in the fall. So, yeah, they are working to help you. Definitely believe in the man. They are working with to help you.
Okay.
All righty. Was there anything else, Melvin? Always good to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it is. I'm interested in a young lady that works with me. Her name is Sterling. And I just want to see what her mindset is.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
We talked about Shirley
you.
Like 2 months
Sterling.
Ago.
Yeah.
You don't remember
no.
that, Melvin? And
yes,
literally,
I said
the name Shirley.
It seems like it's kind of... Like she kind of loosening up. That's why.
Talked about that, Melvin. We talked about how you know. I think you know that this is probably not your best move, right?
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah, I think you know. We've discussed it before. But
when you leave
Melvin,
that job, then you can talk to that woman.
Melvin. Now I'm gonna just speak to you straight from the heart. You're like a little boy when your mom says no cookies until after dinner, and you wait till she leaves the room, and you're sneaking into the cookie jar. You know I'm calling you out, Melvin, right?
Yeah, I see. I love
all
you.
All right, sweetie.
We
leave
love
that cookie
too,
jar
bro.
Alone. Surely, whatever she's acting like or whatever, that is not for you to touch.
Hmm. Okay.
Hey, you know what? If you think it's worth it to lose your job and a whole lot of other things to be with Shirley, that's your choice.
No,
you also get the consequences.
Yeah,
her name is Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling, yeah.
Yeah, but Shirley,
yeah.
Well, you just said Shirley.
No, he said Sterling.
Okay.
Well, Shirley, I know that name. We have covered this. This was a couple months ago. We talked about this person. As a matter of fact, I remember saying the woman had something of a name like Shirley or Sterling, and you're the one that said it was Sterling. So I remember that name. I could hear that name coming off of you. That was a couple months ago. I mean, I have a really good memory.
Okay, I got you.
You know, I'm just
okay,
I'm just
Melvin,
telling
we
you,
just don't want you
and
to
I know that
trouble.
You probably don't realize that you could make a misstep and it can, like, totally undermine the foundation of where you're headed.
Mm.
I'm just trying to give you a hint.
Okay.
But someone's coming in your life. It's not this person.
No.
And I will, hey, everybody can listen to this. When you're busy messing around with somebody because that's what you think at the moment, a lot of times a person that is meant to be in your life is circling the area and they see you with someone else and engage, and some people will keep walking because they're not willing to get into some tryst with a bunch of other issues. So when you're messing around with somebody that's not the one you need to be with, somebody that would be better for you could be walking away. So it's up to you as to what matters. A really good fit or just a bunch of, you know, fits just for the moment. Do you understand what I'm saying, Melvin?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I really do.
Okay.
But back to, I just want to say something about when you said $20 per game, we have, like, team games per year plus playoff games. And a supplement is, like, for a community coach is, like, $3,000 a season. And that doesn't, I don't think, add up to that.
Like I said, Melvin, this is what I saw. You're going to speak to the man. He can give you better clarity than I can. I saw $20. Maybe $20 is $2,000. You know, that's just what I'm seeing. That could be $2,000, you know, per game. But know that when you speak to the man, yes, they are working in your behalf. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Thank you all so much.
You can get your money. You are, Melvin. Okay, thank you for calling.
Take care, Melvin.
Thank you for being hard on me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Melvin. Fine. Who's this?
Tina. Thank you for having the show,
Hi,
lady.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
Tina. I'm excellent.
Yay. It is an excellent day. Truly excellent.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said it is an excellent day. Truly excellent.
Yes, it is. My life is simple. I just want to know about what do you get from my friend Michael. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you all haven't talked about Michael yet?
No.
Oh, I thought you would have done that before, since the, yeah, because, okay.
Go ahead, Brenda.
No, she's
I've
asking
I've told about
you.
Mike already,
yes,
so you tell her,
you
tell her what
on
you
on Sunday.
Up.
So she's now trying to get that in. Go ahead.
I know, but I already told her. Her and I talked about Mike, so I've told her. You tell her what you feel. I
oh,
already told her
what I feel
about.
About Mike. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are you picking up? Do you happen to know his birthday, Tina? His month
yeah,
or day?
Yeah, because mine is November 27th, and he's November 28th.
Okay.
And he's November 28th, and his year, if you know his year?
72.
Okay. Okay, talks amongst yourselves.
Okay,
yeah.
Minute
to add this up.
That would be good. What can I say? I can't really pick up anything myself in what I've already said. I figure if you tell her from a numerology perspective, she'd get a better understanding
oh.
of this gentleman.
Wow, this is he's interesting. One thing about him is, now he's somebody that would work really well with you. For instance, you were going to go out with, an example, if you're going to go out with friends, like you might go out with Michael, Michael would work with you on figuring out, let's go here to eat, let's go here, what do you think? Michael's not one of those people where it's like, we're going to do things my way and that's the way it is. if he even ever asserts anything like that, he doesn't really mean it, because he's actually a real cooperative type spirit. But he's also somebody who's, he's got a little bit of, I guess, fame associated with him, a little notoriety. People like him. People look to him. They have a certain, he has a way where people like him. He works well with other people. I don't think I ever got your year. Did you ever tell me your year, Tina?
I'm 73.
Oh, okay.
Year later,
yes,
but she's a 27.
By about one, and so, yeah, you guys actually would work quite well together, especially with his cooperative sense. He likes doing things with other people, and but he's got a real there's something about him that's it's sort of he's got notoriety, and he actually could end up becoming well known, even more well known than he is now.
He is well known.
Yeah, so he has that in there, and but he's a nice guy in the way that he is with people. So,
well, let me tell you what I pick up on strengths. He's profound and he's natural, and he's emotionally sensitive. That's
yeah.
his strength. Now the weaknesses of him. He can be a contradictory person, he can be a confusing person, and he can be dogmatic. So those are the two areas, his strengths and weaknesses, Tina, to look for. Remember, he's profound now, and he's a natural. He's emotionally sensitive, and his weakness is that the man can be contradictory. He can be confused on some things, and he can be dogmatic in his ways.
That's true. Everything you guys said is true.
Yeah, but that dogmatic stuff, that's coming from the Scorpion stuff, or actually Scorpion going into the Sagittarian stuff. And he's close on this cusp, really close. So that's probably what that has more to do with, like pulling from two separate type energies. But at his core, is more the nice person. I mean, everybody has some issues of weakness and things they need to work on. But if you wanted somebody that you could actually have a companionship with that would work well with you, this would be one of those type people.
Hmm.
But And I think the sensitivity for him is the real need for him to work cooperatively and connect with you.
When he met Tina, he met his match. Trust me.
Okay, that.
Yeah, he met his
that
match.
Explained
with
it.
Her. Yep.
So.
Yep. You know, it's like the yin and the yang. Because they're day apart, one is stronger than the other one. Yeah, and it's
a
Tina,
day and a year.
The one. Yeah.
We need to move on.
A lot of people waiting. Was there anything else, Tina? I'm not trying to be rude, but there's a lot of people waiting.
That's
I want to try to get
okay,
that many
fine.
Calls.
No, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and you know you can stay on the line because you know you're good too, girl. Don't cut yourself short.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you,
thank
Tina.
You.
Thank
you.
Area
yeah,
code
thank
601, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tara.
Area code 601. This is who?
Tara.
Tara, yeah.
How you been?
Oh, hi, Tara. How are you?
Good. How are you all? Thanks for taking
hi.
My call.
You're welcome. Go ahead with your question.
I had talking to you all a while back. I don't know if you remember. But you said I would be making a move this year, and I'm actually still looking
Excuse
for a
me?
Place. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was there somebody else on the line? You were talking and some man came in while you were talking.
It's only me here.
Is there somebody else on the phone? I'm sorry.
Maybe it's someone on your switchboard, Lannis.
Oh.
Did you cut everybody? Did you hang up on the people you need to hang up on?
Yeah. Go ahead, Tara. So what did you want to know?
I was going to be making a move this year. I'm looking for a place right now. Do you see me finding somewhere? Or do you see me moving out of state? Or is it going to be somewhere nearby already? Or
you're moving the next county over?
Okay.
That's what I see. You're moving the next county over, which would probably be about 20 minutes from where you're at now. I'm seeing sort of like it's a dry area, kind of deserty area. And I see a duplex.
Or a duplex.
Or either a townhome, but it looks like a duplex, a flat that's one level.
Okay. Is this going to be am I going to be making the move by myself, or am I going to have a roommate, or...
You will have a roommate. Another lady's
okay.
going to move in with you. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's okay. You just share the rent. It'll give you two both more money. But, yeah, you'll have a roommate. And that's going to be temporary because I don't see this woman staying with you longer than 3 months. It's almost
okay.
like she moves in. You help each other out. You help her out to get on her feet, and she helps you out. That gives you a little extra money in your pocket. But she won't be there long.
Tara.
Okay.
Tara, this is the friend. This is the friend that you really like for a friend, right?
Yes, but I'm not so sure I want a roommate.
Okay.
I'm really leaning more towards finding a place, you know, by myself because I'm fixing to go back to school. So I want to know: should I be looking for something I can afford on my own, or should I go the roommate
yes.
route?
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes.
Okay.
Because actually, when we had talked before, Lannis, you and I talked after the show, and I said, yeah, I don't see that lasting, and you said, no, she's not going to be there for a long time.
I didn't think it would.
So you weren't privy to that conversation, but Lannis and I were, and I remember that conversation. But
okay.
There's a lot of things that are going to take place, and it's really best for you to search for your own life because you're moving towards your own life. You're not moving towards a life with this person or where they're headed.
Okay.
So it's not like the person couldn't move in for a minute, but then they would need to move on. They are going to move on.
Yeah, they're
okay.
not going to be there long. It's just a matter of helping each other out financially. Yeah.
Right.
That's all it's about, yeah.
Right. But it's best for you to consider where you want to be.
Okay, so do you see me finding this duplex and like before this year is over? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't you,
Liz? I'm picking up two from 2 weeks to 2 months.
Yeah,
I was going to take a full part in August, and I wanted to. So it is going to be before August. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's going to happen
yeah.
at the right time for you. Everything's going to fall into place.
Okay, great. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Take care,
you're
Tara.
Welcome.
Thanks so much for your help.
Thanks for calling,
okay.
Tara.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 804. You're on the line with Lannis and Brenda. 804, who's this?
Hello, I talked to y'all the other day. My name is Vernell from Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Ms. Vernell, we remember we talked about
Hi.
You. How are you doing? What's going on?
Well, I'm doing fine. I just talked to my doctor. It was either yesterday or the day before about an MRI that was done on my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the test showed that I have like a mild to moderate degenerative disc disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talked about me applying for Social Security, and but I was wondering, do y'all know what the deciding factor might be for them to rule in my favor?
Okay.
Health. Your health. I can tell you right now.
I'm seeing the words H-E-A-L-T-H. It's your health. That's going to be the deciding factor. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And do go for disability. I thought you were on it. If you're not on it, do go for disability, yes, for sure.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering if the same judge might also rule again because I had to go to the court last year, and she seemed, you know, very mean-spirited and as cold as ice. And
it's a man. The judge you're going for is a man. And I see the name like Johnson or Johnston, something like
uh-huh.
that, but that's the judge that you're going before. His name begins with a J, so like I said, Johnson or Johnston or Johnny, something like that, but that's the judge that you'll be going before who will decide in your behalf.
Okay, and he would just be going by what I'm going through right now rather than all those years ago that I was turned down.
He's going to look at your most recent paperwork as well as back paperwork.
Yeah, he's going to look at both, and there's also panels. So understand, even though somebody might decide, you know, this isn't working, you still have options. There's panels, and also if you go into court, there's the appeal process. But, you know, when it comes to MRIs and that back stuff, it's a sticky issue, and that's how come they tend to have more than one person looking at it, and that judge is also going to look at the recommendations of the different doctors involved.
Okay.
So, I'm just telling you, there's a lot of people that are going to come into contact with what's going on with you. It's not going to rest with just one person. So there is going to be input, and that's a good thing that your doctor has just determined that it's a degenerative process, meaning it's going to be a problem and it's going to affect you for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh. Okay. Would it increase in time the degenerative disc disease or he was talking about me deciding whether I should get some steroid injections in my back and go for therapy also. So
or what was the other option he talked about?
He was talking about me having physical therapy and also having a steroid injection in that spot, and this was to help control pain in my back and feet and legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really sure if I could go for that. And I don't really have any transportation of my own, and my son, you know, who's been taking me to all of my appointments, you know, he's not able to really, you know, get to all of the appointments or whatever that they want me to do because he's kind of working around his schedule to get me to my appointments.
Where's your caseworker?
Let me ask you something. Yeah, who's your caseworker? She should be helping you with transportation.
Well, actually,
or a voucher
I'm not,
or something for a cab or excess or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I'm not really on Medicaid or receiving any public assistance.
You need
okay.
to go back
to you need
public
to do
health.
That. You need to do that. Will help your case too. If you're
you
not
need
able
to go back
to
DSHS.
Work,
yeah.
Yeah, definitely get in touch with DSHS. That will seal your case.
When was the last time you had contact with DSHS? It was not recent.
I think it was maybe a little earlier. Earlier or later last year, something like that, early this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, you need to go back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they will help you, and they have vouchers for transportation, if nothing else, to pay a cabulance or to pay a taxi to get you back and forth so it's not putting such a strain on your son. So you need to go to DSHS, make an appointment, let them know everything that's going on, and they will help you. You've got a definite case and a reason, you know.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
so,
go to them and let them help you. You done worked and paid your taxes and stuff. Now, you know, let the government help you. Sometimes, you know, we get too prideful. We work all our lives and things happen to us, and we still want to be independent. But you paid taxes in for years. You deserve to be helped now. Let those people help you.
Okay.
And you, it would be really good for you to start doing a little bit of research on your own by finding out who the community legal help that might be available to you. because they can also help point you in a good direction for where you live, you know, and what's beneficial for your region.
Okay.
Some states have different kinds of advocates for people who don't have the funds or whatever. They might have some kind of advocacy. Some might have low cost or sliding scale legal assistance, or by attorneys who donate their time. So start looking for community health, but yeah, try looking. There should be a community helpline in your area. Look for that.
Uh-huh.
Start looking through low cost. Connect with anybody in a low cost community help type organization and explain some of your situation, and they will give you some places to start looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but definitely make another contact with DSHS. If you need to start a new case, then do it.
Okay.
But,
okay, and also someone had I'll admit, mentioned to me that, you know, I mean, even though I haven't been approved for disability, that it's I should go to some disability people and also explain things, and that, you know, whatever I need help with, even with Social Security, then you know, I could get them a try or something, and they
would
do that.
SSI for Social Security. That's separate. You can apply for disability on your own.
Yes.
If you're unable to work or you're unable, you know, this is all government stuff. You should be able to pick that up through DSHS, through public health. One of those organizations has something to, or at least can point you in the direction for where you live.
Okay.
Are you doing that broth like I told you to do?
Oh,
you're not doing it.
I'm not. I'm being honest, no, I'm not doing it because
you didn't have to tell me. But I've been thinking about you for a week, and that was a huge spiritual thing, and it was targeted just for you.
Yes.
Kind of like I don't know if you know who Edgar Cayce is, but sometimes something would channel through him and would give a recipe or something to people. I can't even remember the exact vegetables, but I know that kale was one of them, carrots, and I can't remember the other things, but you cook it down in a broth. You don't make a whole chunky. It's just small amount, and it's a weak broth. You need to be taking that every day, cup of it or a bowl of it, and no salt, and just drink it every day. And it's going to help your health for you.
Yes.
It's not going to change your degenerative spinal issues.
And for now, do contact DSHS and do call SSI. You need to do this and start making appointments and get information. They have advocates that will help you, even with your court case.
Okay.
DSHS and SSI.
Department of
Social
and Health Services. Yeah.
Yes, Department of Social. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Department of Social and Health Services. Thank you, Brenda. I throw these initials out like everybody knows. And then also contact Social Security about disability.
Okay.
And
another thing,
if your son is not able to take care of your appointments, whatever, then you need to just be upfront about that to whoever you talk to. I don't have transportation. I either don't have the funds for the transportation, or I don't have anyone who can do that. So, you know, that's just the fact that your son is not always available means it is not an option.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when someone says, can't you get someone to bring you down here? The answer is no if you don't have someone that's readily available whenever you need to go. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And one more quick question. I'm living under some, you know, very loud people, and they moved out, and then they moved back in again, which I cannot even begin to understand. And I found out about these low-income apartments for the disabled, and you have to be 50 and older. And I understand I don't have an income, but I was wondering if I tried to, and they're one-story places, by the way, also kind of like studio apartments, and they're surrounded by a lot of tall trees. But anyway, I was wondering if I apply, do y'all know if I would be able to get me one of those places under the circumstances?
Go through DSHS. Again,
yeah.
That's housing. Go through them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They'll help you with housing.
Yeah, you're getting way too much information from other people.
Yeah.
You need
to make those two phone calls and get
for yourself.
All this. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And you get a worker or somebody that can point you in the correct direction. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and they will help you, Vernell, believe me. All these things that Brenda and I were telling you, these two organizations, Department of Social Health Services and Social Security, will help you with transportation, with food, with housing.
Okay.
They will do
somehow
that. They'll
get you information. Do not be discouraged if the first person says there's nothing like that. Always follow up with, well, is there an agency that you can point me to the, you know, that might be able to help me figure something out?
Uh-huh.
And they might say, well, I don't know, or they'll say, you might want to try this. Take that number down or that name, find out, call, explain that, and say who you've talked to. I spoke to this person at such and such. They students like, well, I don't know why they sent that. Probably, it's a research, but what else are you doing right now? Advocate for yourself, sweetie.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand. And I got one more very quick question. I know you have to get other people. I was wondering, do I know what I could do to help regrow my hair or something? I know it's a strange question.
Oh, it's not a strange question. Her
nervousness is adding to that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you, I use olive oil in my hair and vitamin E oil,
uh-huh.
and that helps me. So my suggestion is put vitamin E oil or olive oil. Olive oil is good for the hair, and vitamin E oil is excellent for your scalp. It only takes a little bit, you know, put it in every day, and you will see a growth pattern. I know the vitamin E oil, you will develop a growth pattern on your scalp. So, yeah, try that.
Okay. Okay, well, I know y'all been dealing with me long enough, and I apologize to all of the other callers.
No,
so.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay.
We're glad to help you.
Okay,
take care, Vernell.
Okay, thank
okay.
y'all so much.
Now, you're welcome, Vernell, and have a good week. Next time we hear from you, I want to hear that you made those phone calls, okay?
And drink
okay.
that broth daily.
Yeah.
Okay.
And drink that broth.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you
okay,
for
thank
calling.
Y'all.
God bless you.
Okay, y'all
Area code 631, you're on the air with Linus and Brenda. Thank you for your patience. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I was just wondering about my love life.
Mm.
Hi, Suzanne. Thank you for being patient.
Welcome.
Suzanne. Ooh, I feel such heaviness. So heavy, like concrete.
Yeah, but...
What are you holding on to? You're holding on to something that you're not letting go, and it's creating such heaviness.
Well,
in
I
your
sort of
spirit.
Like someone still. I don't know if it's going to last or anything, and then someone new came in, so I don't know what to do. Like them both.
Oh, well, there
we've
go.
Got
give
the
me
blonde
the
here.
Give me the first name. Give me the. Give me the. Go ahead.
One begins with an S, and one begins with an M.
Which one of those has blonde hair?
One
Is it
has,
you?
No, one has lighter hair.
Okay. Is that
Can
M?
I,
that's the S.
I need a name. I need a name to get spiritual. Give me the name and the S. What's that?
Sean and the other one's Matt.
Okay. Matt and Sean. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is real bubbly. He's a go-getter. He's a joker. Sometimes he doesn't know when to be serious. He can take fun too far. where it becomes agitating. In a relationship, he likes to be spontaneous. He likes to go. He doesn't feel like he has to answer to every question, where is he going, what's he doing, where he's been. He's a real go-getter. He's a spontaneous person with a very jovial type of charismatic personality. Relationship-wise, he's a temporary guy. He's not a long-term relationship. He's a temporary guy. What else can I tell you about Sean? He can be a good lover. He can be if he wants to be. He's kind of lazy.
Like, do you
for
think
a
he
woman
likes
to
me
do
or?
Everything.
Do you think he likes me? Or?
For the minute.
For the minute?
Yeah, temporary.
Yeah.
Sean is just temporary. He's not looking for any long-term commitment. He's too spontaneous, too high energy. And I almost want to say fickle, but he's not fickle. But you know what
he's
I mean? Like, for him to settle
down,
it would really take a very strong, dominated woman. And even then, he might run. He wouldn't even stay.
He's not
so that's
ready.
What I'm picking up on Sean. Matt.
Yeah.
Matt is more of a foundation. I see him
mm-hmm.
as a much stronger individual. Intelligent. Bipartisan, a little thick. Matt, if you want to get into the intellectual curve, Matt is your man. Matt is the type of man who'll go out to dinner. Okay, I can see him now. He likes to go to like a black and white ball. Or the governor's conference ball, something that's really upscale where he can be seen by others. He's into networking. I really see that a lot. But, I mean, he wants to be seen. He's going somewhere. He's got a goal in front of him. So it's like he needs to
be. Do you think
he
likes me?
Does he like you? Yeah. He likes you, but I'm letting you know what type of man he is, so if you want to be on that same, if you want to drive in the same lane he is, understand that this man is about intellect and being seen because he's got goals in front of him. So if you're on his arm, it's not going to be as a trophy. It's going to be as a woman of honor, of stature, of she knows what she's about. I don't have to, you know, say this and that to her. You're self-assured. So you,
what's your name again?
Suzanne.
I'm not getting that you're a self-assured person.
No, I'm saying for her to be.
No,
with
I'm
Matt.
Just saying that she's not exuding that. Do you get that, Suzanne?
Okay.
Because I'm going to say something about you, and it's like, does he like me or does he like me? And it's like, who do you like, Suzanne?
Both.
Okay,
he likes
so
the
then
fun,
now we're
likes
to the word like, right? Which is, you know, it's basically what you have when you meet people at a dance or at a party. It's not real. It's so ambiguous, right?
She's got one that's fun and one that's serious.
That's right.
So, yeah, so...
But...
Well, the one who's serious, I've only gone on 4 dates with, and the one who is fun, I've known for 1.5 years.
Right. And the guy with the 4 dates is not going to be fun. And there will be expectations for whoever he decides to be with. And it's not he's not likely to want to hang, you know, to bounce around. So,
no, I'm not saying, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you're going to go with a commitment? Are you ready for a commitment? Because I'm not.
No, I'm ready for a commitment.
What I'm reading off your energy is that you like the idea of a commitment, like a permanent commitment, but I don't see you being ready for that either.
No, I definitely am ready. I just I like the other guy a lot, and I wish it was him with the commitment, but it's not, so I'm moving on. That's why I'm moving on.
You're saying that you're definitely ready for commitment.
Right, that's why I'm
But then if you were ready for commitment, your thoughts wouldn't be so split.
Well, they're
I mean,
not. then the other person. No, they're not. I'm going to tell the other person I don't want to see him anymore.
Okay. Okay, Suzanne. Well, I hope that you take the time to really consider your actions.
The only thing I want to tell you is have clarity about what it is that you want.
Yes.
Being with Matt is a good man, and Matt's going somewhere. I'll give you an example. When Michelle married Obama, she did not know that that man was going to be president. If you're going to be with Matt in this relationship, Matt's going somewhere. Are you going to be able to stand next to him and hold your own?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
I'm holding my own for years now.
Huh? Yeah.
Yes, I am. I've been holding my own for years now. Yeah.
No, that's not what she's saying.
Okay, that's a difference than being with a man that this relationship could evolve into something much greater and bigger than what either one of you thought of.
She's saying hold your
man
own
going,
in
he
the context
become
of where she's going to be.
What?
Right? Do you understand that?
Well, he's an electrician. I mean, it's not that's nothing wrong with that, but I don't know where you're going with it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because you don't see it. Like, things are going to unfold way more than the way you're seeing it. But
okay.
That's why you need to know exactly where you are and where you're headed for
no,
you.
I do. I do. I just happen to fall for someone who doesn't want the same things I do, so I'm moving on.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well...
All right. Well, God bless you, and we wish you the very best, Suzanne.
Okay.
Can I ask you one more quick question? Do you see my son coming back to live with me in September?
Boy, there is a lot of hard feelings, arguments, accusations, attitudes. Whoa.
Mm-mm.
Whoa. What is this back and forth?
Well, he's
ooh,
it's
got
not me.
Written my teeth.
It's not me, believe me.
My answer, what popped up immediately to me is no. I don't know what Linus is saying.
No, I got no too. I'm gritting my teeth. It's so much, it's toxic. That's
yes.
The word I'm looking for. It's so toxic that no, he's not coming back. And that's not on you. It's like he's a bouncing ball back and forth. I don't know what you and your and his dad or the rest of the family's been doing to this kid, but he's like a bouncing ball. And it's not even fair to him.
Well, his dad just badmouths me all the time.
Okay. Well,
Suzanne?
You got your answer. No, he's not coming back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think one day...
Yeah, I don't see it soon, though.
But here's a little addendum. It's not a good time for you to. It's a good time for you to step back. It's a good
I
time.
I have been.
Okay, I mean step back for your relationships. Period. This is
no,
good,
I want a date. I mean, if with my son? No, I see him like every other weekend, three weekends, and a Wednesday.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. No, I'm just saying
no,
you. It's almost like your energy needs to sort of wall off for a minute. I think there's stuff going on with you that you're not quite dealing with yet. And that's going to color whatever relationship you're going to get involved with officially. And not necessarily in the best way. You've got something to release. And that's the part that Linus is picking up. You gotta. There's something you gotta release.
Let go.
No matter what you say to me or anybody else, you know what I'm telling you is right on.
Oh no, I'm trying to release the fact that my ex was an idiot and try to get my son and everything like that. And
again,
I'm releasing.
You see that has. What I'm trying to tell you is that what you need to release has nothing to do with anybody else out there. It has to do with you.
Oh.
And
okay.
And it has to do with you. Your
no,
energy.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's okay. It's all right. Good.
Well,
have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
We appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Suzanne. All right. Bye. Bye-bye, love. Area code 253, you're on the air with Brenda and Linus. Area code 253, your
hello.
Name?
My name's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Great.
What can we do?
Okay, I have a question.
Okay.
It's a relationship question. I know, you're probably like, I don't want to hear anymore of that.
No, I'm laughing because you're like, I'm great. And then you kind of have the silence, and it's like, okay, I have a question. And it's like, okay, now we're here.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I just started seeing this one guy, and I just want to know what you guys saw about him.
Okay, just give me his first name, that's all.
His name is
Dave. Is it a B or something? Got a B in his name? What is it?
She's going to tell us.
Dave?
Yes.
Oh, this is so cute. Spirit has said, Rebecca and Dave sitting in a tree, da-da-da-da-da, like two little kids.
And
oh, it's
fun.
So cute.
It's fun.
It is so cute. He compliments you, and you compliment
him. He does, but the thing is, you know, I mean, it's a new thing. And it's just like, we want to take our time, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know,
you're like giddy little kids who are in high school, and they just, you're holding
so cute.
Hands, and you're just.
You can't keep your hands to yourself, and it's like, okay, I got to stop, you know.
No, it doesn't.
No, but you two are so cute. You know what? That means that you two are supposed to be together, because you two are just so cute. Like Brenda said, you and Spirit is showing me. You're just like two little kids, but. It's okay. It's cute because you two, you just compliment each other so well, you know. That's good. Yeah, I like
see, that's the thing. We met online. And we'd, like, been, like, just looking at each other's pictures for probably maybe 6 months. And finally, he said hello to me. He goes, one of us has to be brave enough. We looked at each other's photos, like I said, for 6 months, and then we just finally met. We've gone out on 2 dates, but it's just like he's an amazing guy.
So it's almost like you're hanging out with one of your best pals, and you could talk all night as a party.
Yeah, that's how it was. Our first meeting was like 5 hours.
Yep, okay, listen, you're not signing a contract with the devil, so that it doesn't mean, like, you know, if you go ahead and say, okay, we're a couple, then that means, like, my life is over or, like, I'm enslaved to you or anything. There is nothing wrong with enjoying this wonderful phase of this relationship.
Okay.
Enjoy it. Because it's never the same as when you're in the middle or, you know, 10, 20 years down the road. Enjoy it. This is the stuff you'll look back on that'll help you to remember why you just were so in, you were drawn together.
Okay.
Just enjoy it. Even if you guys say, hey, it's like he calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like, let's go find an all-night diner and just go
Right.
Some,
Saturday, and now he's kind of, you know what I mean? But maybe this is a phase that a lot of guys do. They kind of do the step back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're
is that what he's doing right now? Well, I know he's working a lot, too.
Working.
No, he
working.
Is. I mean, last night he worked like a 15-hour shift.
Okay.
No, I'm saying he's working. He's not stepping back because he doesn't want to be with you. No, he's just busy. No, he enjoys you a great deal, Rebecca. Don't, no.
Oh, yeah, that's
Lord.
What he told me. He totally respects me, you know, and he goes, you know, he said that there's certain people, you know, he was trying to explain to me. Some women you just sleep with them the first night, you know, and some women you don't. That's just like off limits. Because of respect.
Everybody,
level.
I have to apologize. I'm getting ready to go off the air. My time is running down, and I am so, so sorry. Rebecca, be with your guy. For the rest of you that are hanging in on the line, area code 617-478-818, all you people, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Please call in next Wednesday, and we'll try and get to the calls a little bit quicker and not so. I mean, we want to help people, but we'll try and make it a little bit quicker. Anyway, I won't be on next Sunday because I'll be on vacation. So the week, but we will be on next Wednesday. We'll be back for Wednesday's show. Thank you so much for joining today and calling in. We appreciate it, and we hope you enjoyed me and Brenda as much as we enjoyed answering your questions. Brenda, go ahead.
Don't let your love go wrong.
Yep, and I just want to say, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. And always remember to say thank you.
and I love you. All right. See you next Wednesday. Take care, everybody.
Rebecca.